human being, and even if her existence registers in the chart of the nearly 1 million other children sold into sex trafficking each year, her name is not really recovered. She may then be remembered as a data point, which can be better than no one, but still a far cry from Song Li, beloved child, fearfully and wonderfully made. Reflection. How have you experienced being wrongly named by someone in authority or power in your life? How did you feel? How did or does it affect you? Who is someone you have wrongly named? What do you think has been the impact of that for him or her? Is it possible for this to be changed? Naming and power. Naming is deeper than labeling. It includes the labels we give to things and people, but it is primarily a matter of the heart. Names are given in the heart and then embodied in words and actions. Names are first and foremost expressions of relationship. Embedded in our words and actions are the names we give to and receive from others. Gestures of value, nods of recognition, glances of curiosity, looks of compassion, and signs of paying attention build up one another. Alternatively, when negative words and actions combine, naming can strip or even threaten a person's life. As human beings, we unavoidably name. Everywhere we go, we name. Everything we encounter, we name. Responding to the world around us means we will frame what we see in certain ways, and when we do so, we will be implicitly or explicitly naming whatever or whomever we encounter by attention, attitude, words, responses, and actions. What happens when people in our world, individually and collectively, have no small army of faithful truth-tellers from whom to hear and learn and practice their real names? What happens when people are...